very shocking scenes. I was on the area last night. I've been speaking to local residents, and there's a lot of shock and anger in the area that someone would do this to one of their neighbours, that someone would do this within that particular area. Glendale Road is an area, high level of young families within that area, large residential estate, well settled, and the residents there wouldn't be used, thankfully, wouldn't be used to this type of activity going on. But I'm sure it was quite terrifying for those who witnessed it and those who were in the area at the time.
And police have described it as a reckless act. Thankfully, nobody was injured, but it could have been so much worse.
Yes, well, you know, I've seen some videos on social media, and the people who were in that van didn't know who was on the other side of that wall. So, yes, I would agree. It was a very reckless incident, a very reckless attack on a local family. And I would appeal to anyone with any information around this to take it forward up to the PSNA.
In the Waterside, we know that some sort of suspicious device was also thrown at a house. Is it concerning that violence does seem to be escalating within Derry?
Well, I think these are all individual incidents and shouldn't be taken as some sort of catalogue of violence increasing within the city. There are lots of good, positive work that's going on within the city to tackle violent attacks, to tackle antisocial behaviour, and to tackle all of this stuff, to try and promote our city as a place for people to come. So I don't think we should be trying to portray that this is some type of organised gang or anything like that. These, in my opinion, are all individual incidents, and it just is the only coincidence that they have around them is that they both happened on the same night. Obviously, again, I would appeal to anyone with any information around that incident in the Waterside area and the Bond Street area to bring information forward to the police. Again, I'm sure the residents of Bond Street will be quite shocked this morning waking up and hearing what had gone on in their area last night as well.